All you gotta do is press one. Because the list of our computer. Call in number 657-383-1423. That's 657-383-1423. That's the call in number. Send a text to somebody. Let somebody know they can call in and listen to the show. I said, on the sun, leaned on the moon. Also, days of the earth, just to watch us spin. My mind's not a dream in your mind. What's your friend's word? The show that your hand is out there now. We're calling the last 4 digits of your phone number. Now, we open up your mind and come on. You know what I'm saying? Give us a name. Think of a name. You don't want to use your name. Just give us a name. That's what we call you now. So if you're listening to Northside Talk, Live Talk Radio, so you're listening by computer, you can hit us in chat room. Sign up or become a follower on Northside Talk and hit us in the chat room. And then we're going to make it happen from the chat room. But if you can call the call-in number, which is 657-383-1423. That's 657-383-1423. And if you're already on the line,
keep doing what you're doing, my God. I spit lyrics hot enough to torch the mic. To tell from dark side, to tell with light. Kinetic energy is really.
Yo, peace, peace. Welcome to Northside Talk Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, Michael Muhammad, and you already know my co-host, Charlie B. Moore. Salute to her. She'll be definitely be back on the show as soon as possible as we make it happen. You know what I'm saying? We're going to make it happen. Let me adjust the microphone a little bit for those who are watching on Facebook. Just trying to make it happen. You know what I'm saying? Get this. Let me get this right. Plus, I'm on my Blog Talk Radio Show, Northside Talk Blog Talk Radio Show, and there's a subject that I wanted to deal with. It's called, do mothers keep the father away from seeing their child or their children? You know, I've been hearing a lot of fathers or a lot of men say that they don't get a chance to see their child or their children because of the way the mother acts, something the mom does, you know. Keeps them away from seeing their child, seeing their children. You know, I'm trying to figure out how that works. Are there really moms or mothers out there that intentionally, you know what I'm saying, they intentionally keep or do things where they push the father away or keep the children away? I'm dealing with this topic on the Blog Talk Radio Show, and if you want to call in and have participate on this topic, the call in number is 657-383-1423. 657-383-1423. So if you want to call in and build on this with me, you know, definitely do that. I should have my eraser board. I gotta get a small eraser board so when I'm live I can put the number up. Eldridge, how you doing? But the topic I wanted to deal with is do mothers, moms, whatever they want to call them, baby moms, whatever, do they keep the father out of the child's life? Are they forcing the dad not to be in the child's life? Are they doing things or saying things so that the father cannot be in the child's life or when he come around? They catch hell, you know what I'm saying? They catch hell trying to either get their child or see their child, right? So definitely want to know that, you know. Ty, what's up? Peace to the God. So let me just start the build off, right? They say it takes two parents, right, to raise a child. It didn't say two people. It say two parents, right? So the mother and the father, the child, has to be parenting skills. Is that right? Just because you have a child doesn't make you a mom or dad, right? So let's a parent, right? Now check this out. A parent wants what's best for that child. A parent wants what's best for that child, not no mom and dad. Mom and dad, anybody can be a mom and dad, but everybody cannot be parents. So if a man wants to be a parent in their child's life, you know what I'm saying? What is it that a so-called mom or mother disagree with them trying to be a parent in a child's life? Repeat the number. The number is, if you want to call in, the call-in number is 657-383-1423. That's 657-383-1423. Yo, Elder, EB, if you want to call in, call 657-383-1423, and you can build on this conversation. I'm sure a lot of the women would love to hear this, and some of the guys would love to hear this build as well as we do this here. I'm live on North Star Talk Live Talk Radio Show. My daughter mother has been keeping me away because I didn't want to be with the mom. Malik, the call-in number, if you want to build on this here, the call-in number is 657-383-1423. That's 657-383-1423. It'll be a good thing for a lot of people to go back and listen to the show or come back and watch the live and hear us build, hear men who are going through this build on this topic. You know what I'm saying? Todd, James, what's up? Flame, DJ Flame, you got to get in touch with me, man. We got to build. I need you on some things, all right? Hit me up. But we got to be parents in this day and time. You just can't be a mom or a dad. You have to be a parent. See, when you get ready to bring a child in this world, you got to have parenting skills. You know what I'm saying? You can't play this by ear. And see, what a lot of people don't understand what usually happens, some of us are thrust into being what is called mom and dad. You know what I'm saying? We don't plan to bring a child in this world. We don't sit down and with each other and plan to be parents. What usually happens is, right? And what usually happens is a child, a mother get pregnant, father, he don't know, she don't know until she tell him, then he's trying to figure out if that's his child. Now, when you call in, when you call the call-in number 657-383-1423 and you want to participate, press 1. You press 1 and it'll show me that you're on the call and I'll be able to bring you in. And I'll call the last 4 digits of your phone number. All right? So call in and let's make it happen. Anybody being a mom and a dad is something that takes place by just having sex. You become a mom and a dad just on having sex alone. That don't mean you prepared to be a parent. That doesn't mean that you good, that you ready for it. You know what I'm saying? So we have situations and circumstances where somebody becomes a mom and a dad, but that doesn't make them parents. Do y'all understand where I'm coming from? Right? And so what has to take place, we have to prepare ourselves to become parents and not just, peace, brother. How Kim, you on?
Yeah, I'm on. Can you hear me?
Peace to the God. Assalamu alaikum. Yeah, I can hear you.
Wa alaikum assalam.
So the topic, as you already know, because I've been hearing a lot of people, a lot of brothers saying that, you know, I don't get a chance to see my child because of the way the mom acts. I don't get a chance to be with my child the way I want to because of the way the mom. I had a brother just on the live that says my daughter mother has been keeping me away because I didn't want to be with the mom, right? So this got to be a reality. I'm not sure all these men, Brother Hakim, are coming out and saying that they can't see their child because of the way the mom acts.
It's definitely a reality. I think a lot of men are going through that. You know, no matter what the situation is, hell, I went through it. I went through a whole lot of shit, but one of the things that I definitely went through, you know, there were times when, you know, I couldn't see my kids, or, you know, there have been also been times when, you know, I had to find a babysitter to watch my children because I had to go to work and, you know, she didn't want to watch them. But, you know, it's different tactics right. that they use, but that's one of the main tactics that, you know, some women will use is to keep the father away from the children. So it's definitely a reality.
So let me ask you this here. If you have a mom or mother that does this, is she really acting as a parent, or because of the way she acts on emotions or her feelings, she failed to be a parent and just being a mom?
Restate that one more time.
Okay, if you got a mom or mother that's doing things to keep the father out of the child's life, right? If you mm-hmm. have this taking place, is she a parent or not?
She's not acting as a parent. She's acting as a vindictive type person, individual. Because no matter what, if the relationship is dead, that's a separate issue. Some of us as men, we're good parents. We may be lousy mates. And then we have some that, you know, were probably a good mate and the chick was messing up. But because in this right. land, dealing with the court system here, you know, 9 times out of 10, that right usually falls in the mother's lap. You know, they usually lean towards the mother, even though, you know, it's kind of changing to where, you know, they're starting to lean, you know, somewhat towards the father. But most women already know that usually it's going to go in that direction for them. So seeing that they have that power, then they have the power to manipulate that particular situation. And in that sense, you're not acting as a parent. Hell, I would say you're not even acting as a mom, because if that man is providing for that child, loves that child, and that child loves their father, then why would you try to keep them apart, even though the relationship between you and your child's father didn't work out? That's crazy. That's a vindictive type person. That's not a mother or a parent, because you don't want to put your child in a situation to where, you know, you make them sad.
Right.
And in that sense, you know, when you're dealing with a relationship between the father and that child or children, and you're causing them to be separated, and you know that child wants to be with their father, then what mother would want to put their child through that?
No doubt. And let me, what is it that a man can do that would, between him and the mother of the child, that would, and we can only give our opinion. I wish some mothers would call in, or some sisters would call in and add in. But I can't think of nothing that a man can do who wants to be in his child's life to the mother, to where she intentionally does things where he can't be in the child's life. And she doesn't understand. I guess a lot of women don't understand that if they are doing things intentionally to keep the father out of the child's life, or where the father can't deal with the child the way he desired, that he wants to, that they're actually hurting the child. The child is hurt more than the father is.
I agree.
Wouldn't you think so?
Yeah, I agree. And then, you know, later on down the line, as those kids get older, depending on what the father does, because you have some guys, you know, they get tired of, you know, dealing with the situation. So, you know, they'll just step off the scene. That doesn't mean that they don't love their child or their children, but they just get tired of going through the BS to the point where
right.
they'll stop going to see the child. They'll stop, you know, even having communications with the child. So as that child is growing up and, you know, it becomes a teenager and then an adult, then that child is going to begin to formulate their own opinion about that parent that's been missing. And in this case,
right.
it's going to be the father. And then that creates a whole nother dynamic that you have to deal with, to the point where you had issues with the mother because she refused to let you see your child. Now your child is grown up and is able to think and analyze things, and now you're going to end up having a problem or an issue with them because they're looking at it like, well, you didn't fight for me.
Right.
And that creates, and that, like I said, a whole nother dynamic within itself.
Right. I have a viewer on Facebook that said that he's been through the situation. He said his children don't care for him. You see what I'm saying? And we don't know what the mother is telling the child or saying to the child because the father's not around. You know what I'm saying? And our babies.
Right.
Yo, Phil, I know who you is, God. Peace, fam, I know you. We got to get up. You know what I'm saying? I see you, Derek, T-Von Williams, Narissa. What's up, Homemade? What's up? But when we get a situation like that and we don't know what the mother is saying to the children or around the children, and then when the friends and stuff come over, right, and people come over and they're saying things concerning the dad or the father, and these children, our babies take a mental note. Everything, they might not say nothing, but they'll take a mental note. And then, like you say, when it comes to them now have to come face to face with their father or the father come around, they're not trying to hear the father's side of the story. They're not trying to hear that, you know? So what you saying? Me and you, you're the only call I got on, so I'm going to have to definitely build with you.
Okay.
Let me see if I can get. I'm gonna call out the number again. The call in number for the Blog Talk, North Star Talk Blog Talk Radio Show is 657-383-1423. That's 657-383-1423. And if you want to participate on the show, all you got to do is call that number, right, and press 1. The 1 will show me that your hand is up, and then I can bring you on by calling out the last 4 digits of your phone number. Calling out the last 4 digits of your phone number. Now, Brother Hakim, you know, and maybe it's me, but aren't there things that a father can do to actually either get joint custody or work to get in, be in that child's life? See, we always talk about the woman going to the system for child support and everything else. Is there situations where the man can go to the system and do something about, hey, I want to see my child. I want to physically be in my child's life. See, a lot of men don't want to just be there financially, child support. And when they got to buy stuff and when they got to give out and dish out money, a lot of men actually want to physically be there. And I guess a lot of women, do women just think child support is the answer to their situation and circumstances?
Okay, you asked me 2 questions. One is dealing with the child support, and the other one is dealing with what can the men do to alleviate this problem as far as not being able to see their children. So which one do you want me to go with first?
However you feel.
Okay, well, as far as the first question, which is, you know, being able to see your children, what I would recommend is that, one, don't let your feelings get the best of you, so that you don't do anything, you know, crazy, so that when you take the route that I'm getting ready to give, it doesn't affect you, you know, in court. And that is, find you a good lawyer and get that lawyer to take your case and work towards trying to get visitation. And learn as much about family law as you possibly can. And that's been one of the main reasons why a lot of men have not been able to, you know, be successful in that endeavor as far as you know, either getting joint custody, visitation rights, and things of that nature, and that's because we walk into the situation blind. To whereas with the female, especially if she's receiving some type of public assistance, she really doesn't have to, you know the law, so to speak, because she has the state on her side. So they're going to handle that. But if, when it's in a situation to where that may not be the case and she has a lawyer, you know, you can pretty much make the playing field a little more even, because battling her in that particular situation is different versus the state. The state, their pockets are a little deeper. So it's going to be hard trying to go against the state. That's not to say that you can't win, but it'd be easier to where if she doesn't have anything that's connecting her to the state as far as assistance and things of that nature, then you could probably have a better chance as far as winning your case, as far as getting joint custody or visitation rights, or even having your child support reduced or cut off. So that's the main thing that you need to do as a father, is to try to get some professional legal help as far as trying to see your children and whatnot, or your child. And then as far as the child support, you know, that's kind of like, you know, the answer to that is going to be kind of vague, because there are many different reasons why, you know, a lot of chicks use child support. Sometimes it's vengeance. Sometimes I guess this would still fall up on the vengeance, you know. Sometimes that's the only way that they can hurt the individual that may have hurt them, or, you know, they feel like, you know, did them wrong or some type of injustice. But child support in itself, we all know what it's supposed to be, but 9 times out of 10, it's not used in the manner in which it's supposed to be, you know, used for, and that's to benefit the child. 9 times out of 10, child support becomes a weapon to cripple the man. And a lot of females have learned how to use that to their advantage, to the point where, you know, it gets the job done for them as far as, you know, getting revenge.
Right. Well, I see on my live, a sister was tagged in my live. I'm sure from her baby dad or father. I'm not going to call him a baby dad. I'm not going to call her a baby mom. Where she replied, "This is not how we handle things about our son. Ain't nothing nobody else can do about the situation but us." And sister, you are right. If there's something that's not going properly, or there's issues, definitely y'all have to sit down, right? This is where the reality of what is called parenting comes in. You have to take emotions out of it and sit down and realize that the child or your son should be the motivating factor, should be the inspiration for y'all to move and operate properly and being parent in that child's life, right? And so at this stage, because y'all realizing that, hey, that we have to handle this, that we got to get control of this and handle this, right? And like the sister said, there's nothing nobody else can do. We can give advice, we can offer our opinion, but until y'all come to the table and sit down at the table and realize it's bigger than the both of you, right? And that you have to take emotions out of it. And once you take your emotions out of it and start, this is what is called real parenthood, right? I ain't talking about the one where you gotta kill the baby. But if you're not operating properly in that baby's life, you're destroying that baby mentally and spiritually, right? And though the baby is growing up physically, when we don't operate properly as parents, right, and we're not doing what we're supposed to do as parents, right, there's nothing wrong with us taking parenting class. There's nothing wrong with us seeking advice and talking to somebody, because, yo, nobody grow up and be like, yo, I'm 100% correct as a mother, as a father. we gonna make mistakes because what? It's trial by error. We learning. It's on the job training. And so, but we got the key thing with this show is you have to do it together. The mother got to understand whatever personal problem there is, we got to sit down and push that shit to the side, and we got to understand that, hey, our baby mental, spiritual, and physical well-being is the key. There has to be classes like the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Indeed, that we have to. We got to start studying. We got to start doing research and investigation on how to be parents, right? And as the brothers said, there has to be classes like the Honorable Elijah Muhammad had. The Nation of Islam still have classes for the women, and we still have classes for the men. And so, definitely. And so, this should be going on in the churches and community and everything. They tell us that it takes a village to raise a child, meaning that we all supposed to put ourselves in a proper position, situation, and especially mind state, the way we as a village, right, can help raise our children. But when it comes to parenting, you have to start studying and learning and educating yourself on how to be a parent. We cannot allow a system that is totally against black men, that's totally against black women, to determine how we supposed to be parents to our children, right? We can't allow that to happen, right? And even if we have to get the system involved, then we should be able to control the narrative. We should be able to make the moves and do the things under that reality to where it's not hurting the child or the children. Anything you want to say on that, Brother Akim?
Yeah, I agree with everything that you said. Another thing I think that we need to focus on is, you know, we're getting everything confused now to where, you know, the gender roles are being flip-flopped because you got a lot of females, you know, that are telling you that I'm the mama and the daddy, and, you know, that's not even reality. You have your role that you're supposed to play as a mother, and that's the role that you're supposed to play. Do you have your masculine aspect as far as females are concerned? Yes, you do, but it should never override the point to where there is an equality in that the masculine in a female should never be equal to the feminine in a female. It needs to have its place that's below that because overall, that's what she is, a female. And when you get to this type of thinking to where you're looking at it like I'm the mom and I'm the dad because you're making these moves, then it gets us to the point where the father doesn't need to be in the picture at all. Only thing he is just a sperm donor, and that's it. The child doesn't need nothing from him because she's getting everything, or the child is getting everything that it needs from the mother, who is now playing both roles. And that ties into what you were saying about the system. They've got us turned to the point where we're at each other's throats, where you got this gender war that's going on between the black man and the black woman, or just men and women in general, but more in particular in the black community, to the point where not only are we being ostracized and kicked out of the home for whatever the case may be, but when it comes to being a parent, then you're moved out the way because it's to the point now where society has a lot of black women thinking that you don't need the black man for shit, not even to be a father to his child. So I think that's one of the things that we need to clear up as far as the roles that we're supposed to play in the parenting of the children.
Right, and I'm glad you said that, because like during Father's Day, you have a lot of moms posting on Facebook, "Happy Father's Day to me, because I'm the mom and the dad." When you got that type of mindset coming from a woman, go ahead. What was you gonna say, brother?
No, I was just agreeing with what you were saying.
Yeah, when you have that type of mindset, where a woman has in her mind that she got to play both roles, right? And that she got to take on both roles as the mother and the father, where she see herself so damn independent of the father that she doesn't even know she's making a mistake. She doesn't even know how critical that type of thinking is. And I heard a comedian say, well, his mom said, I'm your mama and your daddy. So he said he went to borrow some money from her, and she said, I don't have it. He said, do you want me to ask daddy? See if daddy got it. You know what I'm saying? But this is why I say we have to start maturing, right? We got to mature into being parents. A lot of women thinking just because they have a child that they are parents. That's not a reality. That's not a reality. You are not a parent until you have your child's best interest in heart. And one of the best interests of having for a child is having a father in their life. And if the father is trying to be in their life and doing whatever it takes properly to be in that child's life, to be active in that child's life, then a parent, a mother as a parent, she loves that. That's what she wants for her child. Now, I understand we got some effed up men to her. You know, Brother Ken, you know, if I was just on my blog show, I'd have cussed, right? But I'm on live, too. You know what I'm saying? But we got some effed up men that aren't doing what they're supposed to do. But right. What we're supposed to do in that situation, circumstance, we gotta start as men working with each other, teaching each other. See, we scared to turn each other to each other when we are going through something, right? If we had the proper organizations and movement that our people would come to, right? Because there are some organizations and movements where men who are going through some things, men who don't know how to be fathers, men who don't know how to be parents can come and we can build with them, we can sit with them, and we can help properly guide them, right? But if they're trying to do it alone and shooting from the hip and missing, and like you say, the women got a system behind them when it comes to our children that they want to use that system. But we as men, we got to start creating or getting with other men, because there's a saying, men sharpen men like steel sharpens steel. So we, those who are fathers, especially young fathers coming in the picture, right? We have young men that are 15, 16, 17 years old, right, that are becoming fathers, right? And they don't know how. But we have to be able, they got to be able to come to the elders or the OGs that got children that have went through some things with their child or with their mothers that can properly help guide them. I had a guy, Malik, say, I teach these women every day that they will never be able to raise a boy into a man. It is all under the white man's eye. I can't get up and touch it and read all of it. Malik, if you wanna build and you got time or you're in a position to build, call 657-383-1423. That's 657-383-1423. That's the call in number for the show. Live on North Star Talk Blog Talk Radio Show. Shout out to my co-host Charlie B. Moore. But and if you call in, you want to participate, press 1. It'll prompt you to press 1, and I can bring you on by calling the last 4 digits of your number. And let me say this here. It ain't all mothers. I don't want nobody to get on Facebook or get off Facebook and say, yo, Brother Michael said women don't let their child, they child see their daddy. Don't let the daddy see their child. I didn't say that. I just asked a question. You see what I'm saying? And so, peace to Johnny Troy. You know what I'm saying? And so what needs to take place is we have to now, as a collective whole, especially black men, right, because we have been desensitized to being in our children's lives because of situations and circumstances with the mom, right? And so some of us don't even put up a fight. Hey, Johnny Troy, if you want to participate in this show, call 657-383-1423. call 657-383-1423. And call in and press one, and you can participate on the show. I'm going to be on here just a little bit longer. But and then some of these young mothers, some of these mothers that are acting like that, they need to get with some sisters that they can build with. They need to get to some elders and start asking the proper questions to get the proper answer. You know what I'm saying? It's 657-383-1423. 1-4-2-3. And then when you call in, it's going to prompt you to press 1. I want to get some men on the phone so we can build on this here. I'm live on the Blog Talk Radio show, and I set the show for at least about an hour. You know what I'm saying? 1-4-2-3 indeed. That's it, Johnny. 657-383-1423. If anybody else want to call in and press 1, and we'll get you on the air, right? So, Brother Hakeem, what do you think about our women need to come together and have parenting classes and how to be a mom and classes on that?
I think that needs to happen. But at the same time, I want to say this, because we want to try to, you know, balance this out as well. With this whole thing of, you know, not being able to see your children for whatever reason, some of us as men create that situation. Now, under there may be some circumstances where the brother was probably doing what he was supposed to be doing, and then it may be some circumstances where he probably wasn't. But one thing that I used to tell my sons is that if you get with a female, make sure that you know what you're doing. And what I mean by that is, do not go out here, you're having sex with her, and you get her pregnant. Because if you get her pregnant, that is the woman that you should stay with, because you have a family with her now. And if that's not what you want, if you don't want a family, then you need to take precautions so that you don't make a family. Because chances are, the both of you, or it may just be you, her feelings may be deeper than yours, but you're out here playing games, and she may not be looking at it like that. So if you don't want to deal with those situations, because 9 times out of 10, when a child is involved, especially if you're young, and you're not going to be with that woman that you made that child or children with, chances are you can expect to pay child support. And you want to get mad at the woman if she takes child support out on you, whether it's a legitimate reason that she should do it or whether she's doing it for revenge. But in order for you to avoid that whole scenario in the first place, you have to make sure that you're doing what you're doing on your end to make sure that you don't go through that as far as having to deal with that particular type of situation for the next 18 years. So even though the topic is about black men not being able to see their children, we also got to add that aspect into it. Some of us caused that situation, and then we want to get mad about it.
True. Caller, the last 4 digits of your phone number is 4768. 4768, welcome to the show.
What's going on?
Hey, Pete. This is the great Johnny Troy.
Yes, it is.
So you've been watching on the live, so talk to him. What you think?
Well, I think that women who hold the children as leverage against the child's father, totally wrong, man. At the same time, you don't know, children are very smart. Every day, the mother is going to talk bad about the child's father, which goes back to the Willie Lynch theory. Okay, as black men, yes, things happen, you know, mistakes happen. Well, I ain't going to say children are mistakes, but, you know, certain situations call, you know, the dad not to be with the mom, you know. And she's going to hold that against the child, too, which is totally wrong. And the more that if a parent want to see their child, she should allow that. You know, if you want to see him or her, she should allow that. Because at the end of the day, he's not going to tell that child nothing wrong. You should let him raise the seed, you know, if he want to be. Now, if he just want to be absent, then yeah, okay. they got you know, the judicial system for that, you know?
Right. Right. And you're definitely right, because you got some fathers that really don't want to be there, you know, for whatever reason. And you know, when I be building, one thing I touch on is that, you, like you say, you didn't want to say the child is a mistake. No, the child is not a mistake, because if you do the act that will bring a child in to this world, of course, now that the child is here, you have to do what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to do what you're supposed to do. But let's think of this here. Let's look at this right here. Here you have a young man or an older man who gets with a woman just strictly because, yo, she might just be fine, right? She just might be fine. And he gets right with her just for the sake of sex. Or he gets with her because he want everybody to know he the man, and I'm, you know what I'm saying, I'm with such and such and so, right?
Right.
He's not getting with her to be, you know, let's get together, yo, why you want to be with me? I want to be with you because I want to raise a family. Nah, that ain't happening. That don't have a start. But in the heat of the moment, she gets pregnant. He don't want to be a father. He's not prepared to be no dad. He really didn't want no children. He just wanted some ass. And so now that she's pregnant, right?
Uh-huh.
And here's my first time. You know, first of all, when the woman finds out she's pregnant, she ain't yelling, yay, I finally got pregnant. Thank God, Jesus. I finally got, nah. She like, oh, shit.
Right. And at the same time, you got to know what you're dealing with. You got to know what you're dealing with.
Right. Right. And then when she turn around and tell the man, he like, damn, what we going to do? Or what you going to do? Or who's the dad, right? So right, his mind, he's not prepared to be no father. He's not prepared to be no dad. But that's why the baby is forming in the womb, and while she's pregnant, he might even go to the baby shower. He might even be there. But deep down, he's stressed out because he really, that wasn't part of his plan.
Uh-huh.
He's forced to try to be a father. So it might, you know, especially like with the young cats, young heads, it might be some old ones too. That's used to buying the Jordans, the KDs, the LeBrons, the wear the nice clothes and this and that. Now they got to take from themselves and give to the baby. Right? Now they got to make a choice between getting the new Jordans that drop or buying some wipes, Pampers, and baby formulas and all that. And they're going to always choose themselves because they already had in their mind how they going to treat themselves. They ain't have any mind how they going to treat their second self or their seed or their reproduction. You see what I'm saying? Uh-huh. And so what is taking place is some of these men are forced into a position, forced into a situation based on their desire to have sex, based on their desire that you get some ass. Huh? And women don't even look at it like that. You let these men go up in you wrong. For the same reason, for the sake of having sex, and then when the baby comes, you want him to automatically become a parent, and you ain't even ready for parenthood yourself. And now the baby suffers. The baby suffers because it got a mom and a dad, but it don't have a parent.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you want to say on that, Brother Hakim?
No, I don't know.
Y'all know I get
long. Right. And you got a point, man.
Right.
Oof.
Hold up. Let me take a minute and drop my little, because we on Blog Talk Radio Show, so I got to drop my little commercial. You're tuning in to Northside of Blog Talk Radio Show, and I'm your host, Michael Muhammad, my co-host, Tali B. Moore. If you're listening by phone, you want to participate, all you got to do is press 1. But if you're listening by computer, the call-in number is 657-383-1423. That's 657-383-1423. That's the call-in number. Send a text to somebody. Let somebody know
that they can call in and listen to the show, or they can listen by computer and also participate in the show by pressing 1. Once you press 1, it'll show us that your hand is up, and we'll call the last 4 digits of your phone number, and we'll open up your line when you come on. You know what I'm saying? Just give us your name, make up a name, whatever. If you don't want to get your real name, just give us a name. That's what we'll call you by. But you're listening to a North Star Talk Live Talk Radio Show. If you're listening by computer, you can hit us in the chat room. Sign up, become a follower of North Star Talk, and hit us in the chat room, and we'll make it happen from the chat room. But you can call the call-in number, which is 657-383-1423. That's 657-383-1423 to participate possible. And if you're already on the line, listening on the line, and you want to participate, just press 1. We'll bring you on.
Man, yo, I'm telling you, brother, I came this new podcast thing. I got, boy, this ain't working. You know? And I want to thank everybody that's watching the live in the North Star Talk Blog Talk Radio Show group and on my regular Facebook page. Shout out to y'all for watching and commenting. You know what I'm saying? And you can also hit me on the show. You know what I'm saying? Let's make it happen. But we dealing with, do mothers keep the father away from seeing their child or their children? And so that's just a topic. That doesn't mean that we're not going to deal with the father in situations and circumstances as well. Because like I said before, there's a lot of males. I ain't going to say men. I'm going to say male. See, what we don't understand, you got male and female. So you got moms and dads could be male and female. They not necessarily men and women. Man and woman are mature levels of male and female. And that's what we don't understand. Some of you women get with a male thinking you got a man, a mature man, and you got a male. Some of you mature men get with a female thinking you got a mature woman, and you don't. And so this is what comes out of it, right? This is why we got to start dating properly. What do you mean by dating properly, Brother Mike? Word dating means to collect the proper data. When you go on a date, you're supposed to collect the proper data, right? Mm-hmm. Back in the day, the elders would call it courting, right? Courting means you take them to court, meaning you put them on the stand, right? You put them on the stand. You ask the proper question. You bring them around people, family members, the way they asking the proper question. You investigate that person. You do things to see if that person really, seriously, wants to be with you other than have a damn sex.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we have to mature. We have to grow into being in a relationship. People don't see... 85% of the people are not in relationship, they in situationship, right? They get in a situation where they can bang out, have fun, you know what I'm saying, party and bullshit. And in the process of wanting to have sex, bang out and party and bullshit, a child come into play. Now you got child play. So once that child come into play, guess what takes place now? You really don't want to be no damn parent. Some of you moms are tolerating your damn kids. Say that again. Some of you moms are tolerating your damn kids. You ain't being no parent. And we just got to deal with it. We got to deal with it. Some of y'all still want to be with the father. He probably didn't really want to be with you outside of just having sex with your ass. And you know that. The only reason why they was with you was for sex. They weren't with you to produce no family. And now that the baby is there and they done moved on and got another woman, guess what? Your ass bitter. So you use the baby as a damn weapon. You use the baby against that man. That man probably done told you, you know what? I don't really want to be with you, but I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do as a father, and I'm going to be in that child's life, and I'm going to make things happen, right? But because you want to be with that man, and he's with another woman, guess what now? Now you got a damn problem. You ready to bang on him and bang on the woman that he with, and so you use the baby as a weapon. And then using the baby as a weapon, you don't understand and you don't know that you're hurting that baby. We have some good men out there that really want to be in their children's life. You don't know sometimes these men sit up, cry. These men probably gonna drug some of these damn men to drinking and getting high because they wrestling with shit because they can't be the father that they want to be. Because you emotionally unstable, right? You emotionally unstable because that man don't want to deal with you no more. You use that baby as a weapon. And because you use that baby as a weapon, thinking you hurting the man, yeah, you might hurt that man, but you hurting that baby even worse. I think Johnny Chord is off. Brother Akil, anything you want to say in closing?
Only thing I would say is that, you know, when you're dealing with situations like that, whether, you know, you're the male or the female, you know, we need to make better choices as far as, you know, relationships are concerned. When you get involved with someone, I think you need to put, you know, everything out on the table as far as, you know, how the relationship is going to be. You need to establish what type of relationship you're going to have. Is it going to be a relationship to where, you know, you're just doing your thing, we get up when we get up, or you're actually trying to build something? And you need to have conditions, stipulations behind that. And one thing that I've been taught is that when you're dealing with an individual, especially if you're looking at a potential mate, you're supposed to walk 4 seasons with that individual before anything else is supposed to happen. And that goes back to something that you alluded to earlier, when you were talking about getting to know the individual, meaning you're collecting data, and walking 4 seasons with an individual minus the sex part allows you to get more in tune with how they think, what you like about them, what you dislike about them, and then that allows you to weigh into balance what you're willing to deal with. And if you're willing to deal with the good and the bad, depending on which one outweighs the other, then that time will allow you to decide on if that individual that you're dealing with is a potential mate. And if not, then you cut your ties with that individual, and then there's no love lost because, one, you didn't create anything with them, and so therefore you get to move on, and neither individual is, you know, bitter because you came there with nothing and you left with nothing. So in the end, I think we need to make better choices as far as how we approach relationships and, you know, proceed from that point.
Indeed. I had a brother said he wanted to call and he went to go grab a pen. So I'm waiting on him.
Okay. So we
closed out. But you're listening to North Star Talk Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, Michael Muhammad. My co-host is Charlie Beemore. And I got Brother Hakim on the line, and hopefully soon he'll be ready to manifest his Blog Talk spot here on North Star Talk Blog Talk Radio Show with some things he be building on, and he has his YouTube channel. Brother Hakim, got to promote yourself right now while we're waiting to see what's going to go on with this young brother.
Okay, well, I'm on YouTube. You can find me on YouTube under Hakim Muhammad 007. That's the number 007, and you attach that to my last name. My YouTube channel is based on things that are going on in the community. More in particular, is you know, dealing with health, but I touch on different topics. I also have my Facebook page, and you can find me under Hakim Muhammad. You may have to search because there are a lot of other people on Facebook that have the same first and last name, but I also do things on my Facebook page as well as far as posting videos. Sometimes I may have, you know, little quotes that I may post, or sometimes I have topics that I put on Facebook and build off of that. But those are the two mediums that you can find me on as far as, you know, dealing with some of the topics that we're talking about tonight or this afternoon.
Okay. No doubt. Philip Hall, the call-in number is 657-383-1423. That's 657-383-1423. Okay. Thank you, Virginia. I'm calling the number out now. 657-383-1423. Then we're gonna if you wanna call in, call the call in number 657-383-1423. And when you call in, press 1. You press 1, it'll let me know that you want to participate on the show. I'm waiting on the brother to call in. But peace, Chris. We're dealing with, do mothers keep the father away from seeing their child or children? The call-in number right now, we're going to start doing call-ins. 657-383-1423. 657-383-1423. If you got a question, you want to make a comment, call North Star Talk Blog Talk Radio Show. Chris, what's up, man? Hit me up, man. I'm trying to wave at people and everything on the live. Okay, I got the brother. Hold up. Let me.
Yeah.
Caller, the last four digits of your phone number is 0148. Welcome to the show.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, we grew up together, Mike. Yeah, we grew up together.
Indeed.
That situation that you got going on about the mothers and the fathers, that's a great, great program to have out basically every day, you know. I had two baby mamas. One, exactly what you said, keep your child away, use them as a pawn. I had my visitation rights, but, you know, I live in Ohio now. But they grown up, and the things that they did and their mom teach them when they young, they carry that over into their adulthood, and they still be salty about it. And then when you try to explain to them that it wasn't me as the father keeping you away from me, it was your mother. It's like it goes over the head. You know, I got one son, two daughters. My two daughters, daddy girls. And my baby girl, mother, always left the ball in my court to make the decision to be the father of her. Okay? Because I asked her, I said, why you don't keep my daughter away from me? She said, well, I'm going to leave it up to you to make mistakes. I'm never going to keep you away from your child. And I never had that problem. When I came to North Carolina, come home, you know my daughter, Michaela Hall, and her mom always left it up to me to see my child. When I hit North Carolina, I got her. But my other kid's mother, she did everything. I got attorneys, visitation rights, wouldn't meet me halfway. But the kid, it takes a toll on a kid when they get older also. Because they feel that you didn't want them, which I've always been there for them as much as I could. You know, I come to North Carolina. Hey, daddy's in North Carolina. Can I see my kids? They doing something. Or they'll sit there at home the whole summer instead of letting me see them for 2 weeks, because that's all they gave me in the summer was 2 weeks vacation and visitation. It's like, you know, and I asked my daughter, my oldest daughter, love my children to death with all my heart. I said, why y'all didn't never want to come to Ohio? She said, well, mom gave us that choice. How do you have choices at 9 and 10 years old? You know, your mom should have been putting you on the bus or meet me and helping me so you know who your dad is. And it rears its ugly head. You know, unfortunately, you know, I came home just recently. My two girls, they was there the whole time. My son, I saw him for about 30 minutes. He had some issues. And he really, maybe I'll see him soon. But me and him need to iron out some issues because he's not trying to hear what a father's trying to say. Right. You got to grow up sometime. And see, like you said, you got to be parents when they are small. because they see, they understand what's going on when you're arguing. If you can't get along, you and your spouse, just let it be, but still let the other parents see their children, because that's who you're hurting, really.
Right.
That's what I wanted to call about. You know, my baby girl, she done been to Ohio a couple of times. I brought my oldest kids one time because I couldn't afford to pay child support, take 2 weeks off work, drive it's 1,000 miles round trip just to go down, bring them back, and another 1,000 to go down and come back home and go to work and play keep up with child support.
Yeah.
You know, I've always worked all my life. But, I mean, it's sad that, you know, like, it's sad that the children catch the bad end of it. You know, it really is. And I'm not here to dog on women. So some women do the right thing. Some women don't do the right thing. It goes both ways. Because, like I said, I never had a problem with my baby mama.
Right.
Never. But
no doubt.
I mean, it's sad that our black young women need to understand, if the guy ain't doing right, the guy ain't doing right. If he's trying to do what he can, don't try to suck the life out of him. Because the only thing you're going to do is have resentment, and he's going to have resentment, and who's in the middle? Child in the middle.
Right.
Child's in the middle. Sure. And then that child, he grows up, what happened? It's a continual cycle. Sometimes you have to step back and break the cycle. And these young men, when you say young men, you know, I look at our brothers out here. These young brothers, you know, been working all my life, and I just want to say, pull your pants up. You know, be respectful of your elders. But
well,
they don't get it because they ain't never had a father in their life.
Right. There's a different subject for a different time. And you're right, Philip. I hate that you had to go through that situation. But keep doing what you're doing, man, and still reach out to your children. Even if they're older, they're grown, still reach out to them, because love don't have a limitation. You see what I'm saying? And as long as you're doing what you're supposed to do as a father, it's gonna pay off. It's gonna definitely pay off. But one thing I want. Go ahead.
Oh, what I was going to say is unfortunately divorced now, but my stepkids posted, you know, saying some bad things. And my stepkids had to break it down and talk to him because he wasn't listening. So they got on him about, hey, you don't understand. It wasn't your dad. You know, when your stepkids see, if you do the right thing by your kids or stepkids, they'll step in and take up for you.
No doubt.
My stepkids up here got a hold of him and let him know it wasn't your dad. The reason why you don't have a relationship with him, you know, because I do all I can for all my kids. My door ain't never been, you cannot come through my door. My stepkids, and I'm not saying ex, notice, my stepkids that live up here, hey, Pops, what you doing? You grilling today? Yeah, come on over. I ain't doing nothing. You know, I ain't never told them, you can't come to my house. Never would.
No.
Just because me and their mama got a divorce, I'm still Pops.
Right.
Simple.
No
they grown. They know. I'm. Why would I turn my back because me and the mother divorced? And they not, you know, my reals, but they still my stepkids. And I love them very much. Just like I love my children.
Right. Right. No doubt. But like I say, man, keep doing what you're doing and keep reaching out to your son or and everybody else, your other children, and just keep doing what you're doing, man, and definitely going to make it happen, and I thank you for calling, and man, North Star Talk Blog Talk Radio Show, man, and we can really start coming on more and doing more nights to where we can address topics like this, and of course, the objective is to reach our people, to educate our people, and to make things happen with our people. And so, man, I want to thank you for calling in. And we, you know, like I said, we held on just a little bit longer, so you could come in and say what you have to say. How you doing, Annie Johnson, Easterland? And but let me
hey,
brother,
keep up the good work, Mike.
You
love you, bro.
Indeed, love you too. Keep
all right,
then.
Yeah, I got
line,
look.
Man.
I supposed to be going to sleep, so I got to go to sleep.
Yeah,
all right,
sleep.
All right,
all right.
Love
you,
bro. See you when I come home. I'll be home in May. All right. Okay.
All right,
bye-bye.
Peace.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, Brother Isaiah.
Yes.
You still there?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm thinking about doing a part two to this, where we can, let's see if we can get a panel discussion. Let's set it up for next week, maybe next week, to where we can build on this here. I want to hear from some sisters, and so I'm gonna promote it, and I'll let you know ahead of time so you can definitely be on the show. We gotta get where we got some sisters building with us on the next topic, and I think what I want to deal on is what does it take to be a parent? What you think?
That's a good topic.
No doubt. So I'm gonna take a minute. I'm gonna have to jot that down because you know my mind. You know how that goes. We can jot it down. What it takes to be a parent, and we're gonna build on that. So if you can connect with somebody that want to come on the show, we'll reach out to some people in the Northside Talk group and on Facebook, and see if we can. We can build on that, what it takes to be a parent. Hey, man, I want to thank you for calling in and participating.
Thank you, man.
On the show. And we'll build later, man. Appreciate you, God.
All right, peace to the God.
All right, peace to the God. I want to thank everybody that tuned in.